This is Bob Berdella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The 70th EAA Air Venture is reaching the halfway point of its week-long run. In addition to the planes, air shows, vendors, and members' conventions, city and county officials are hoping to recruit companies to locate at the airport's aviation park. The Aviation Park offers 80 acres of prime shovel-ready land with direct taxiways to the Whitman Regional Airport runways. Officials are offering tours this week during EAA. Plenty of EAA highlights so far, including NASA's Super Guppy, Huey helicopter, Warbirds, and Delta's Airbus 350. Now, coming up on Friday is not only the expanded afternoon air show, but a special recognition of Vietnam veterans. A group will board a plane on Friday morning, spend the day in Washington seeing the monuments, then return to EAA to a hero's welcome at the conclusion of the afternoon air show. The Oshkosh Common Council has decided on a 4-1 vote to use Unity in Community funds to support the upcoming Dragon Boat races on the Fox in September at the Leach Amphitheater. Mayor Matt Mugerauer voted against the idea. Page 2, the Oshkosh School District is using a pair of grants for students in need to access after-school and summer programs. The grants total better than $200,000 and are being used at Oaklawn and Jefferson Elementary Schools. The Grand Oshkosh is getting ready to celebrate its 140th birthday. The Grand Opera House will welcome Mallory Lewis, the daughter of Sherry Lewis, and Lamb Chop the Puppet for a show and birthday bingo coming up August 8th and 9th. The Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce has announced 9 candidates for its board of directors. The terms would expire on September 30th of 2026. Members have the right to petition additional nominees. If no additional nominees are submitted, the names would be voted onto the board of directors at the chamber board meeting coming up in September. No Waterfest this week because of EAA. It returns next week. And turning to sports, high school football teams will start their practices next week. The first game's now just a little better than 3 weeks away. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Stay cool. Have a great weekend.